Emergency Public Relations. Crisis Management in a 3.0 World. Authors Alan Bernstein and Cindy Rakovitz. The Crisis Mindset. The Great Economic Downturn, Tumultuous Weather Patterns, Ponzi Schemes, Occupy Protesters, Political Uncertainty, Flash Mobs and More Melees make daily headlines. The Crisis Mindset requires being on and ready for battle, 24/7, 365 days a year. It requires the ability to think of the worst-case scenario while simultaneously suggesting numerous solutions. Trial and error is an accepted discipline. Those with the crisis mindset know that the first line of defense might not work. They maintain a list of contingency plans and are always on ready alert. Ethical values and a high moral code drive the crisis mindset. In an emergency, things can and will go wrong. Mistakes will be made. Those possessing the crisis mindset think about what is best for others without one selfish motive whatsoever. Rapid response. Those with the crisis mindset have already won trust from multiple constituents. They have immediate respect during an emergency. The most discerning constituent is often the media. The PR person respects the press and the difficult service its professionals perform. A seasoned PR person knows how to respond quickly with honest, accurate answers. Nothing infuriates the media more than the lack of an immediate, honest response to a crisis. Reporters will go for the jugular if they sense dishonesty, a cover-up, or anything less than complete transparency. That egregious mistake then becomes the story. Indeed, all other communication constituents always react more favourably to an honest, immediate response, regardless of how it might portray your enterprise or its people. Public relations emergencies. Those with a crisis mindset must be ready to react in the most horrifying incidents occurring in life and often in death. Explosions, terrorist attacks, fires, accidents, mechanical mishaps, hurricanes, tornadoes, epidemics, earthquakes, and assassinations are but some of the incidents PR professionals encounter in the course of their careers. Crisis response is not limited to these physical situations. Extramarital affairs, lawsuits, bankruptcy, homicide, criminal activities, employee misconduct, company misconduct, insider trading, embezzlement, antitrust, and malpractice might not have the same fatality rate, but each can certainly destroy reputations, businesses, and careers. Each certainly constitutes a PR crisis. Rules of the crisis mindset. Rule number one. Senior management must acknowledge risk and accept responsibility for safety, security, corporate sustainability, image, and credibility. Delay and default to less than optimal crisis responses only leads to making a bad situation much worse. Rule number two. Crisis response and crisis communication are Siamese twins connected through the CEO. The CEO must have confidence that first responders have the training and the experience to handle unanticipated events. Responders should be ready to implement what they have practiced, knowing that the CEO supports their actions in all cases. Rule number three. List the various types of crisis that could likely hit your enterprise. Prioritize them in terms of probability and potential damage. Concentrate on those with the highest probability of occurring and causing the greatest potential damage. For each potential crisis, define how you want it to turn out, then manage toward that goal. Know what events could happen to change the targeted outcome and the probabilities for the various contingencies that could make it even worse. Establish the coping mechanisms for likely crises and the contingencies that always seem to go with them. Have procedures already in place awaiting implementation. Establish relationships with the emergency response resources in your organisation and your community well ahead of the time you need them. Rule number 4. Know every element of your organisation's crisis communications response. The crisis communication plan should ensure coverage of critical constituents, including press, victims and families, communities, government, employees, investors, suppliers, customers, and special needs audiences. Include every communication platform along with digital media and social networking sites. Rule number 5. Ensure that your messages are up to date and responsive to each situation. Identify the single overriding communications objective. No comments is never the right comment. Immediately track down and correct all disinformation, misinformation, misrepresentations and rumour. All first responders should always be media trained. Familiarise the rank and file employees with the organisation's prescribed communications procedures. Make it corporate policy to refer all media inquiries to the appropriate and authorised spokespeople. The objective is that the organisation communicates with one voice. What do core values look like? It might seem odd that a community service agency for the elderly expresses their essence with the same seriousness as the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It has preserved their reputation for 40 years. Corporations create means to guarantee performance. Companies, as well as individuals, must take the time to create core values for internal employees and share them with external constituents. If they don't, it diminishes the chances of emerging from a crisis unscathed. Building a good image, a good reputation, and preserving both is even more of a task in the era of Twitter and other social media platforms. Trust. Trust is a crucial element in crisis management and communication. It is mandatory to build trust among your many constituents. The elements of trust include honesty, credibility, competence, openness, concern, reliability. Your words and behaviour must carry identical messages to build trust. Mission statements. Many people confuse the term corporate vision with a company's mission statement. Formulate the mission statement so that it provides a framework to formulate the company's business strategies. Once a company establishes its core values and commits to a culture of trust, the mission statement is the next logical sequence. The mission statement permeates the entire organisation. Mission statements that accurately communicate the company's stand on loyalty, benevolence, bravery, self-control and honour make managing a crisis less challenging. Contents of the mission statement. Effective mission statements clarify the organisation's purpose. They range from broad generalisations to the highly specific. Mission statements for commercial enterprises often include the following: purpose and aims of the organisation, the organisation's primary stakeholders, how the organisation provides value to the stakeholders. Most of mission statements consist of just three essential components. Key markets, identify the company's target clients and/or customers. Contributions, identify the products or services offered. Distinction, identify factors that distinguish the enterprise's products or services. Creating a comprehensive emergency plan. Emergency public relations planning should ensure smooth communication and support throughout the life of an unanticipated event. The plan must aid rather than hinder relief, recovery and rehabilitation. Without a functional plan, operational relationships can easily fall apart during an emergency, and afterward when it's crucial to rebuild as an asynchronized team. Communications. The communications section of the comprehensive crisis plan should include these items. 1. Designated spokesperson. It is best to use a single individual to represent the company, respond to media questions, and release statements. 2. Mission statement. 3. Positioning. This is where a company needs to empathize with how the public perceives the crisis. Apologizing immediately wins sympathy and allies. 4. Media procedures. The PR director's strong relationships with the media will be helpful in the midst of a crisis. The emergency PR plan must establish a media center with designated areas for press briefings and interviews before an event occurs. 5. Media training. Anyone authorized to speak on behalf of the organization to the public must be media trained. The emergency PR plan must anticipate the toughest questions from the media and rehearse the best answer. 6. Prepared statements. Statements and news releases should include the answers to who, what, where, and when in response to a crisis. Showing immediate concern, along with an action plan, garners positive impact on public opinion. 7. Collateral materials. Provide the press with credible information that they can use for their reports. Make these collateral materials part of the pre-positioned press kit that is part of the emergency PR plan. 8. Key audiences. The media is usually an organization's toughest audience. Even so, don't ignore the other constituents when constructing a statement. Change positioning of statements to address the concerns of specific stakeholders, such as the following. Media. Local, national, international, digital, and trade. Employees. Shareholders, analysts, bankers, stockbrokers, investors. Customers. Community organizations. Distributors, wholesalers, retailers, and consumers. Suppliers, trade associations, strategic alliances, and licensees. Legislative, regulatory, judicial, and government. Special audiences, including physically challenged, minorities, senior citizens, and religious groups. The world is a Twitter. The microblogging platform Twitter has about 100 million users, and its soaring growth continues. The site's 140-character message limit has helped Twitter become one of the largest platforms in the world for sharing real-time data. Tweets can also contain short URLs to broadcast print content, videos, and audio files. A number of large businesses and celebrities have hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. The Twitter revolution makes a critical impact on news distribution. Citizen journalists and bloggers are competing with traditional media as information sources. Broadcast television, newspapers and magazines can no longer claim exclusive license to the news delivery process. Benefits of utilizing social media platforms for emergency response. Fast, cheap, mass distribution of communications. Best practices. Stimulate research and share ideas. Enhanced networking and mass communication. Educate the public through awareness presentations such as how-to videos. Coordinating and managing response and recovery efforts. Now you have learned the skills that PR gurus and crisis management professionals need to know for planning, operations and emergency response, public relations professionals who have not learnt the art of digital news and communication have gone the way of the dinosaurs. They cannot operate efficiently or effectively in the Web 3.0 world. Consider digital communications when creating a comprehensive crisis plan. Core values and mission statements should be visible on an organization's website. In response to a crisis, update the website with critical information. Nowadays, reporters and other critical audiences will review websites to get answers to their questions before reviewing classical media channels.